was recording in progress, which should be coming out of this.
Well, I started the meeting. The sound.
At this time, I will call the Siskiyou County Planning Commission regular meeting of September 15th, 2021 to order. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Commissioner Fowle?
Present.
Chair Mello?
Here.
Commissioners Lindler and Hart are absent today.
Approval of the minutes of August 18th, 2021.
Also move.
All second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the committee at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. This meeting is being agendized to allow planning commissioner staff and the public to participate in the meeting via teleconference pursuant to Governor's Executive Order N-08-21 dated June 11, 2021. The call-in number is 1-669-900-6833. The Zoom meeting ID number 853-5636-4084. Press star 9 to raise your hand. Conflict of interest. Item number 6, 7, 8, and 9 listed on your agenda. If you have any comments, please so state. Are there any changes to the agenda or the consideration of agenda items to be continued?
No, sir.
Okay, item number 1. Papazarian Use Permit UP-21-10.
Good morning, this is Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Marushka Papazian is requesting a use permit approval to allow short-term rental use of her existing single-family dwelling. The property is located at 8936 Blue Jay Lane in the unincorporated areas adjacent to the city of Weed. It is a 5-acre parcel with approximately 1,689 square foot single family dwelling. The property is within the rural residential agricultural 5-acre minimum parcel size zoning district, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both the building division and environmental health division with the condition of approval for receipt of a certificate of final occupancy and compliance for an unpermitted deck, spa, wood heated sauna, and an outdoor shower area. Two bedrooms are within the proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the square footage of the two bedrooms, up to 6 guests could be accommodated at any one time. However, the septic system is designed for a maximum of 4 persons. Therefore, the maximum permitted occupancy is 4. 3 parking spaces are required for this proposed short-term vacation rental and are available in the driveway. The project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility, and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. One public comment was received after the staff report was written, and a copy has been provided to you prior to this meeting. Environmental Health, Building Division, and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements, which have been included in the recommended conditions of approval. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Any questions of staff at this time? At this time, I will open the public hearing.
Please press star 9 on your phone if you would like to speak on the vacation rental use permit for the Papa Zion UP2110 project. Seeing none?
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Resolution PC2021-021, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Papazian use permit UP2110 and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. This is a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yep.
Item number 2. Surface Mining and Reclamation Ordinance Update, SMARA Ordinance Z-21-08. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Planning Commission. This is the Surface Mining and Reclamation Ordinance Update, Z-2109. So this is rather a simple, straightforward update to the county's SMARA ordinance. Essentially, the state of California delegates local governments to regulate surface mining operations within their jurisdiction, along with reclamation activities once mining is complete. The county's current surface mining ordinance was adopted back in 2015. And since that adoption, the state of California has revised state legislation pertaining to surface mining and reclamation. So what originally Siskiyou County did had very specific requirements relating to enforcement of surface mining activities along with reclamation. We had specific time frames for hearings and appeals, things of that nature. And essentially those dates are not consistent with the new changes of state law. So what is being proposed is a rather straightforward update to the county's code to basically identify that if any enforcement is needed for the county's surface mines, that we will move forward with enforcement in line with Public Resources Code or the state's legislation for surface mining and reclamation. So that concludes the breakdown of the project. Essentially, the Planning Commission will be forwarding a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors, and the Board of Supervisors will be the final review authority for the ordinance update. Do you have any questions?
Yes. So, PRC 2774 1 and 2. Enlighten me on procedure for a perceived violation.
So the state basically delegates that specific process to the county, but what is within the Public Resources Code is the ability for a 60-day appeal period. Currently, our code requires a 30-day appeal period, so we are trying to close that gap With that being said, generally, when the county moves forward with inspections of our mines, like as we are required to do annually, we will document any violations to the use permit or reclamation plan within that inspection report, and then give the mine operator the ability to correct that violation. Should any violations continue, we can document that violation in the inspection report, and essentially what that means is that mine operation is no longer able to sell aggregate to government agencies. So that is usually a fairly big hammer that local governments have that sometimes facilitate compliance quickly. Following that, the county would move forward with similar procedures with similar to notice to comply, and outline what needs to happen along with dates, and then should violations occur beyond that, the county can look toward the actions in the court.
Okay, so you jumped straight to actions in the court, and this is my concern. Is there still an appeal process that would run through the Planning Commission, through the supervisors, then to court? Because that, see, A, B, C, D, and E spelled out basically what you said, making note that should administrative or director find issues, there is a clear process for them to appeal to us. They don't like what we said, they can appeal to the supervisors. If they don't like what they said, they can take it to court. And that's why I asked the question for clarification on 2774 1 and 2, making sure that that allowance is still in existence in our process.
So yes, let me further clarify. Within the Public Resources Code, and that appeal period I was referencing does have to go to the Board of Supervisors, it's my understanding. So it's not that the county just notes a violation and then goes straight to court. Public Resources Code requires that we exhaust our administrative remedies first before we can go to the court.
Okay. Once again, you didn't say the Planning Commission, you said supervisors.
Correct. I believe within the Public Resources Code, and I don't have that the entire SMARA ordinance with me, I believe it does identify the Board of Supervisors as the review authority for appeals.
I'm not content with that. As Planning Commission, we're the ones that approve, initially, all reclamation plans.
Correct.
All use permits start with us. Therefore, the appeal, should they have an issue, or should prosecution, should the county have a problem, should start with us.
Yeah, so the appeals, I believe, are related to the notice, notice of violation, notice to comply. So should there be any appeals related to a use permit granting approval, for a use permit of mine operations or reclamation plan, that would come, the Planning Commission would be the review authority for those two items, appeals would go to the board.
But doesn't that 2774 refer to the approving agency, the agency that does the approval?
Yes, it generally, yeah, that would be the county assistant.
It wouldn't be the Planning Commission?
So I would need to look at the exact language, but it's my understanding that appeals related to enforcement actions would be the Board of Supervisors.
Not the permitting agency.
Siskiyou County is the permitting agency.
Oh, not the planning.
Right, not the Planning Commission body specifically.
See, I've got a problem with that. It starts with us. It should start with us in prosecution. It should start with us in appeal, period. So I'm going to move that we postpone action on this item until Kirk can come back to us either with clarification and affirmation that indeed if the director finds an issue and is going to head down the path of revoking a use permit, violation of reclamation, that if the individual first option can come to us to rectify it, or they can come to us to appeal it before it goes to the supervisors.
Do we have that letter? Isn't this a state mandated ordinance that's being presented to
us? Correct, yes.
So do we have the right to?
Hell yeah.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely.
Siskiyou County can go beyond state requirements.
Because if we are the body that initiates anything, then we have the right to challenge this. And the thing is, what was that? This happened, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 years ago, whatever. A guy up in Butte Valley, remember, we went on and on and on with that filing.
Yeah,
we had special meetings and everything else. I mean, it cost, the man hours and the cost of this county was ridiculous.
Whatever happened to them?
I have no idea.
I guess my reasoning is supervisors have their plate full. Not to say that planning department doesn't either, but we have a track record where when issues relating to quarries, plants, mines, etc. have come up over the last 20 years, 90% of them we've been able to resolve here and have never had to go on and bog down supervisors and proceed. And of those that they haven't been happy here, they have gone to the supervisors, and I believe only one of those came out. It really wasn't a loss, but it wasn't a win for either party. We have not lost one. We've had a mutual agree to disagree at the courts on one in 20 years. And having faith in our ability to assess and troubleshoot, I want to make sure we keep it that way. So my motion is to table this until I see language that assures. Yes.
Just before we go there, if I may, Commissioner Val, verify council that it is specific to the board for appeal. I have a copy of 2774.1 in front of me. It says that the appeals are heard by the lead agency.
And I get that Siskiyou County is probably technically the lead agency. I just want to make sure specifically within Siskiyou County, the LEA is the planning department, planning commission, then the supervisors.
Yeah, I understand. 2774.1, I think we all understand, says that appeals go to the lead agency. Presently in our mining chapter in our local county code, lead agency is defined as the board of supervisors only, does not include the planning commission. However, this specific section we're looking at incorporates the planning commission. If the amendment, as you know, went through, the planning commission would be cut out of the appeal process and the lead agency would be, by our local ordinance, then the board of supervisors. I don't see why that duty could not still remain delegated to the planning commission. I don't want to answer off the fly, off the top of my head. I don't see an obstacle to that. And I take it would be the board's the commission's preference, if possible, that this ordinance amendment make the planning commission responsible for the first hearing on the appeal.
You would be correct. Yes, from my perspective.
Okay.
If we're going to initiate this thing, then we need to have the ability to hear the first appeal. That's what I think.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's all for nothing. You know, we go through the process and then it's appealed and then it goes directly to the supervisors, you know.
And I guess to further clarify, when we as the commission have the original project before us. And don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. Staff does a very detailed presentation to us, and then the project opponents and proponents, historically speaking, have a very exhaustive discourse with us as we move through the process. When it then goes to the supervisors for approval, the staff report is abbreviated, and comments are typically very abbreviated. And so the supervisors don't always know on these use permits the intricate details that were discussed, hammered out, and tweaked before it got to them. And that's why I feel it's very important that if there is an appeal or a problem, this body here hears it first again, because we know a heck of a lot more than the supervisors do when they're taking action on it. It's simply the way the process goes, but we typically get into the weeds, supervisors don't. So,
to clarify what gets sent to the board when we first have projects reviewed by the Planning Commission, the full staff report and the full list of comments.
No, I get that. I'm talking about the presentation. Because, speaking because I know many of the supervisors, what is acted upon is often what is verbalized, not what is written.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you do know that they get everything that you guys get, and then an additional staff report that's specific to them.
Okay. Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
It is recommended that should the commission wish to go this route, to continue this to a date and time certain of October 20th, 2021, for the next Planning Commission meeting. Staff can return to address those concerns and include any additional revisions to ensure that the commission is incorporated into the enforcement process.
I would move that we table this to a date certain of October 20th.
Real quick, before we get there, it is recommended to allow public comment.
I thought we were already okay.
At this time, I will open the public hearing.
Please press star 9 if you would like to speak on this particular subject matter. Seeing none.
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
I just have a question for you. Yes. What do you suppose the reason for this ordinance to come down? Is it to streamline the process?
So the way, what staff had originally anticipated or desired was just to include kind of some broad language that would allow the county flexibility in relation to enforcement should the state legislature change the state law again. So it was more to be very broad, because the state, you know, anytime the state changes those rules, then we have to follow suit. So the idea was to kind of allow flexibility and take staff time away, or reduce staff time rather.
Yeah, because one of my concerns was the number of pages that was lined out. And then you got this little paragraph that, you know, that's new. This is a concern of mine. I don't want this county or to lose the ability to govern their own minds. And we have to have a process, and I don't have a problem with this, but I agree with my fellow commissioners here. It needs to be specific about how what's going to happen under the appeal. So
I'll go ahead and move to table this to date certain of October 20 to allow staff to include commissioner comments and return with an amendment to the surface mining and reclamation ordinance Z2109.
I'll second.
This will be a voice vote. Oh, we have to have a roll call on that? No.
No, it's simply a move to table his voice.
It's a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Any items for discussion or direction at this time? The next regular Planning Commission meeting is scheduled on Wednesday, October 20th, 2021 at 9 a.m. Correspondence. Staff comments.
Staff comments, Community Development Director Rick Dean. Mr. Skierski will be taking leave of Siskiyou County on the 22nd of October.
September.
September, excuse me.
Wishful thinking.
I want to wish him well. He served us well for the past couple years and appreciate his time here.
Boy, this is number what that we've had?
Comment.
Number 11 for me. No. You're number 9, so we're going to be going on number 10 since I've been here. Do we have a replacement?
Not at this time.
Don't look at me.
You're sitting there with the sunglasses trying to avoid eye contact, so I'm...
No, that's honestly just because I left my non-sunglasses.
My wife has the same thing. So,
Kirk, is there...
So you're going to be acting again. Okay.
Can you tell us, is there a reason for this? Is there something we're doing?
No. Nothing related to the county government. Simply just a decision my family and I...
Yeah, no, if you wonder sometimes if we have body odor or something.
Okay. Commission comments?
Yes. But I'll wait in case you two do.
Back in Washington, there appears to be a ton of money. If you ever want to know what a ton of money is, try to look up what $1 trillion is. And if we should participate in that money, I hope that we can take advantage of it. And I think, as you know, we have a group in this community that does not want anything to go forward, whether it's building roads or whatever it is. And I just hope we can take a strong position to appeal to the ton of money that's out there and take advantage of it. And I think we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Go ahead, Commissioner Farr.
So I've got two. One of them's related to what Commissioner Beal just brought up. On the federal legislative side, there are a number of components to several bills that have passed out of committee that are going to have available buku. He used the word ton, I will use the word buku. Buku quantities of cash specifically designated for community planning, which is a very broad definition at the federal level. And if it should pass through Congress and Senate and get a signature, which under the current makeup, I fully anticipate it will, there is opportunity there if Siskiyou County acts quickly, where we might be able to get back to having a full staff with code enforcement, etc. And so, ironic, you and I both had one of the same topics today. Second issue came to my attention while I was at the Tule Lake Fair, or right before I left for Tule Lake, looking for accuracy on this. Apparently there is a property in Shasta Valley, I believe it is. I know it's not Scott Valley, that has been operating a venue for joining of two people on a regular occurrence. And apparently code enforcement took some action, and the supervisors are hearing something on it instead of us. Without mentioning names, is that information that was shared with me accurate, or is it community rumor and bloviating?
Well, first of all, our office does have a code enforcement case filed in the Superior Court regarding a wedding venue property. They're represented by counsel and it's in litigation. We've alleged that there's a violation of the zoning ordinance without a CUP and a violation of the Williamson Act contract property preserve rules. So there is a lawsuit regarding a wedding venue property. To the extent the board took action recently, there was Williamson Act contracts before the board last week for various reasons that staff recommended for non-renewal. That property was among them.
Okay. For clarification, if you're allowed, was this place a working agricultural business, or was it a property that is not functioning as a farm or ranch and was simply doing a venue? If you're unable to answer that, I get that. I guess my question is, if, and I'll do this safely, hypothetically, if a farm or ranch were providing a venue for weddings, and they were found by a code enforcement officer to be in violation of zoning, since we never moved forward with the agritourism ordinance, is it now the proper process to go from enforcement citation to supervisors to court and bypass the Planning Commission? Because typically we would hear that and provide the opportunity for a use permit to be acquired.
Correct. This isn't a one-time only. This is a business.
I'm saying hypothetically.
A business. I mean, this isn't a one-time.
Right? So I'm trying to keep this as general as possible so we can get some clarification without violation.
Correct. So generally, when the county moves forward with enforcement, the county identifies the appropriate process that individual needs to take in order to bring their property into compliance. The county cannot force that individual to go through our process. And if they do not go through our process, our only remedy is action through the court.
Okay, so in our hypothetical situation, if a code enforcement goes to a property that is a working farm or ranch and is also providing a venue for weddings, code enforcement says, hey, John Smith, based upon zoning, you're in violation. However, we have an option for you to file for a use permit in which you would pay the permit fee. We'd go through proper documentation. You would go before the Planning Commission for approval. If they approve it, it would go before the supervisors. They would approve it. Your use permit would be issued. You would be operating within the law. If you choose not to take that process, then we're taking you to court.
Correct.
Okay. You've answered my question then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to work to get them within that process. That's all I'll say.
I'd like to clarify that use permits do not go to the board unless they're appealed.
True. That's true. Okay, yes. Correct.
You said, I was going to ask about that.
You said weddings, like there's more than one, right?
Well,
if there's just one, you're not going to be, we're not going to get involved. goal, right?
Well, and that's what the, I hate the name, the agritourism ordinance would have clarified.
The 1-0.
And it could potentially have negated this whole issue if the property owner had followed the proper steps and done what was necessary to be in compliance to operate farm and ranch and still be able to provide a venue for weddings or whatever the activity
plural.
Is.
You said plural.
Yep. Yeah. Because I just know this one got the attention of some people in Scott Valley. I'll leave it at that.
Well, we're trying to steer in that direction. There's some hurdles I can't say more. We're on the same page, actually.
All right. Now, my third one.
Yes, sir.
I'm on a roll.
I can tell.
So, came to my attention before fair. And so I guess I'm asking if we have any further update on this. But the JH Ranch closed itself down due to COVID-related issues. I think it was the third week of July and ceased to operate for the rest of the year. And when that came up, I was like, huh, that's something we haven't heard about in a while. Are we making any progress with them as far as our communication still taking place, or has it stalled out yet again? Because I believe that Kidder Creek is still moving forward with discussions, process, procedure, going through the CEQA or whatever on it. But JH seems to have hit another bump, perhaps.
Yeah, there's been several bumps. I will say that we have had recent communication. Previous communication was with Mr. Jim Freed. He's kind of out of the picture now. There's another gentleman that stepped in to try to move forward. So Mr. Skierski and myself met with him a month ago.
Okay.
Tried to plot a path forward. Essentially advise him to obtain outside assistance for consultation.
Okay. No, but it has been threatened, and it was under evacuation warning. There have been two little hot spots up on the ridge just south of Smith Lake, but they appear to be contained. But no, we almost had another one come right down through there. In fact, the hay press was threatened. It was the one shedding the hot spots to the north.
Carter Meadows is burned, right?
No, Carter Meadows is still there. That was the only time that I know of this entire fire season that the Forest Service and their drone and their damn ping pong fireballs actually worked. If you look at the map, and Carl Hammond drove up there, the backburn they did around Carter Meadows, everything, north, south, east, and west, burned, except for the cabin and the meadows.
Oh, good.
That's a good rails climb.
Better luck than what they've done with the Dixie with six failed backburns.
Yeah.
And the antelope.
Yeah.
Oh, keep popping up.
Okay,
anything
those
else?
Were my three.
This meeting stands adjourned.